Dylan Keel now joins us on the post-game show. Dylan, tough season, second half of the season for you and your guys. What does this feeling mean to you, being outright conference champions?
Feels amazing. It was our goal from the beginning of the year. It just feels great to finally accomplish it.
How does this compare to last year? You won the GLIAC tournament a season ago. Now you're GLIAC champions for the regular season. Put in perspective the two different scenarios that we've gone through.
Well, this year we started off the year pretty hot, and I don't want to say we saw it coming, but we knew we were good. We knew our goals that we could accomplish. And last year it just seemed like we always were the underdogs. We always had to battle every single game. Coming off of last year, we set our goals for the beginning of the year this year, and this was one of the goals.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Carson Smith now joins us on the post-game show. Carson, take us through your emotions after this victory today for the becoming the GLIAC regular season champs.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is what you dream for. This is what you play for all year, put all this work in for this moment. I mean, it feels great, obviously. It's a great achievement for us.
When you win the tournament last year and you come back regular season champs this year, what does that mean to you? What's that say for this basketball team?
It means a lot. Preseason we've been talking about winning the GLIAC regular season as well, and hopefully the tournament as well. It means the world. It's awesome. It's a great time.
It seemed like the turning point was down at Ferris State. You had yourself a great game down at Ferris, and it kind of propelled you the second half of the season. Talk about the second half of the season, how challenging it's been.
It's been a little challenging. Had a few guys banged up a little bit. I just kept beating myself, did what I had to do to get our team some wins here, and thank God we became GLIAC regular season champs.
Does it mean more to you winning this on senior night?
Of course it means a lot. I mean, I don't know if it means more, but obviously it's great to win it either way, but on senior night too, it's just awesome.
Raleigh Brooks joins us in the celebration of the GLIAC championship. Take us through your thoughts, true freshman coming up with a big conference championship your first year.
I mean, coming from a high school that didn't really win many games, it's definitely a new experience for me, and I'm just blessed to do it with the guys that we have on the team this year. You know, they took me in as a true freshman, and, you know, just they trust me, and in the big moments, it's pretty nice and feels great.
What was your emotion climbing up that ladder to cut the net when you say you didn't win a lot in high school and get a chance to do it here at Northern Michigan?
I actually asked Coach before, I'm like, how do I cut the net? Because I literally never have, so definitely a new experience, but a good one for sure.
What are your emotions as we go now into the conference tournament?
First and foremost, just get healthy. Obviously, Max is battling with injuries and Dylan is. Just get healthy and ready to go and, you know, get a win Wednesday and then gear up for Saturday and hopefully Sunday and then the tournament. So,
congratulations on your win and good luck on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Brian Parzyk with the post-game celebration. What's this mean to you, knowing what you guys did a season ago in this tournament, now coming up and winning the conference outright?
It's awesome, really. Just, it couldn't have happened for a better group of guys, a better coaching staff. This is, you know, you come in September, this is what we work for in September, and now for it to finally pay off after, you know, some unlucky injury stuff, you know, Dylan, Max, myself, you know, it's just awesome to see that the work you put in September is paying off now. And now, I mean, we're going to celebrate this tonight for sure, and the mindset's, we're not done. We still got a big one Wednesday, and, you know, we want to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament.
Let's talk about you cutting down the nets last year in the GLIAC tournament to compare to now. Does it get any better? Does the feeling still the same? What's it mean to you when you get to cut down nets?
I'm kind of at a loss for words right now. You know, it's just rewarding. You know, we had a great group of guys, hard workers. Same thing goes as last year. Last year, I feel like we were one of the hottest teams heading into the GLIAC tournament, and we won it, and that felt awesome, especially against Tech. And this one, you know, to win on our home floor, family, senior night, win it, you can't really make it up. You can't get these memories back. And, I mean, Sam Schultz, Carson Smith, two of my best friends on the team. So to win conference outright, do it on senior night, I think that's pretty damn awesome.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Sam Schultz, man of the hour, had a huge game today in this final regular season finale for you at the Berry. What does these 4 years mean to you and this team?
It means everything. Obviously, my first love is basketball, and I just love everyone on this team and my coaches. So to do that and end senior day like this and win the conference championship is awesome.
You had a big first half. You had an even better second half to help put this game away. Any better time for senior night for you to get the job done against Davenport?
Yeah, it was a great time. I think my teammates did well getting me open ones. All I had to do was finish. the rebounds come to me, and then, yeah, that teammates did well finding me in good spots, and I was able to finish.
I asked a couple of the guys this already, but you cut the nets down last year down in Ferris. You're cutting the nets down here at the Berry. Obviously, you won the tournament last year. This is for the conference. Does it get any better cutting down nets in the basketball season?
No, it doesn't. It's awesome. It's kind of like the reward for all the hard work we put in, and we got to handle business on Wednesday, and hopefully we can do it again next weekend.
Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
Head coach Matt Makarczak joins us right now on the Northern Michigan Celebration Show on Radio Results Network. And, Coach, big bench play today for you and your basketball team. Dudek comes up huge. Riley Brooks was huge. Privet was huge. Your thoughts on the way your bench played this afternoon?
Yeah, we challenged them after the last game. I thought, you know, we haven't been getting quite as much bench production as we should. And they're, to be honest, they're better players than they've been playing. I'm really proud of the response. I thought they did exactly what we hope they'd do and come out with a little bit of fire. And I thought that was the difference in the game today is we went nine deep, and everybody that came in contributed in a big way.
We talked about rebounds. Your team did that here today. You out-rebounded Davenport. But in that first half, they kept it really close. They hit a lot of shots. At what point did the basketball guys be like, all right, you know what, they're going to start missing now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little surreal. Like, teams are shooting 49% on us the last five, and the first half of the start, I mean, Dombeck hasn't hardly played all year, and he drills two tough threes, and I'm going like, whoa, what is going on? This has to stop at some point. And some of our good shooters were missing, and it felt a little deja vu-like. But to our guys' credit, they just kept going, kept trusting it, kept moving the ball. I thought that was the most we've played together in a while. It felt like the ball was popping around the right way, and usually you get rewarded by the basketball gods.
Coach, you're wearing this net around your neck. Does it ever get old when you're cutting down nets, either to end the GLIAC tournament a season ago or the conference championship today?
No, it doesn't. It's something that I said last year, and you probably shouldn't say this, but everyone told me winning a championship was going to be this, you know, it was cool. It's underrated, not overrated. It's such a special thing, and what makes it special isn't the actual, you know, championship or cutting down the nets or any of that. It's that this group will be linked for the rest of our lives, and we had it with last year's team where they came back. You know, those seniors are now Northern Michigan alums in a little different way because they have the championship, and now this team has that same thing. And, you know, this pair of teams is certainly going to go in the Hall of Fame at Northern. You know, it's right up there with the best two-year stretch that Northern's had, and to get to to have that experience together, that's the part of it to me that's so special, is we all have that, and no one's ever going to be able to take that away.
First time in 31 years, what does that mean to you feeling-wise? 92-93 was a long time ago, Coach.
Yeah, I was two or three. Crazy. I think, there's a lot of people that deserve credit, but the biggest things to me are Forrest Carr originally hiring a JUCO guy, quote unquote. No one does that, and it was that's a really tough hire to make, especially when I was 28 years old. And for him believing in me, I think that was the starting point. And then the next thing was, you know, we got Keel, who's back now. He came in as the assistant right away, and the first recruiting class we had was Carson, Sam, and Connor McCants. So it really is a full circle moment, where those three were our first high school recruits that we brought in to help change the program, and they've delivered in every single way. And, you know, since then we've added some other good players, but it started with those three. And Brian committed, even though he's a year younger, he committed shortly behind that. He was an early guy that wanted to be part of this. So, you know, those guys deserve all the credit in the world. And then, you know, at Northern, you know, as we transition, now, you know, Rick right away moves us into Vandermint. The support we're getting, we added, you know, a little bit more money to add Luke Mattson, who's been awesome this year and is going to do a tremendous job coaching for the rest of his life if he wants to do that. And the support is getting better and better from Northern. And then the community support is going hand in hand with all of that. And the crowds are getting better. We really got a lift. Really, this whole last stretch of the year, that crowd changed games. It made us excited to come in here. We're out drawing a lot of Division I schools right now. And all of that is something that I don't take for granted, because we're really lucky to be in this position, and really appreciative of everyone and everything that's led to this point.
Coach, congratulations to you and your Wildcats on your conference championship. We look forward for the postseason run.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Go Cats.
Head coach Matt Makaczyk joins us on the Radio Results Network post-game show.